The world is watching with increasing sadness as that living legend of South Africa is sustained by life support, and even as his life is ebbing away, international media have been reviewing the life of Nelson Mandela. He earned global respect and admiration when he stood up to the apartheid regime of white rule in South Africa, incarcerated for more than 27 years in isolation. He became the inspiration of black struggle, and by standing on his principle, he won his freedom. He became president of his country, a living hero. And at the end of his term, when the presidency was his for the taking, he chose to pass it on. Well, the church should be also known for standing upon principles, even if it means suffering. And though we will not earn the popularity that Nelson Mandela earned, nonetheless, the church must continue to stand its ground, persevere, and stand by its principle. Ang iglesia ay dapat na handa na magpakahirap, tumindig sa kanyang prinsipyo, at bagamat hindi tayo magiging popular na kagaya ng nangyari kay Mandela, ay kinakailangan ng iglesia ay magtiis, magpatuloy sa kanyang prinsipyo. And one book of the Bible that reveals this condition of the church like no other is the book of Revelation. There, as we have seen last month, the church is harassed by monstrous forces from all directions, but she is called to persevere. And when the church perseveres, standing on the principles of God's word, she will not be popular, but it suffices to know that what we are doing is the will of the one who will own the kingdoms of this world one day. He now has his kingdom, and one day that kingdom will conquer all the kingdoms of this world, and that is the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. So after giving a brief series on the opening of this book last month, I thought it appropriate to consider its ending. And considering that there is no more inspired word after the end of the book of Revelation, I think it is right to call this final word, the final word to the world. Here we will see in this brief series the final offer, the final warning, and the final prayer. We can call this the valedictory of the Lord Jesus before the closing of the canon. And this afternoon, consider the final offer. Turn your Bibles to Revelation 22, and let's just read 16 and 17. Revelation 22, 16 and 17. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires take the water of life without price. Now, except the final amen and the final benediction of this section, these are words of Jesus. And it is fitting that these are the words of Jesus no less. He calls this his testimony. Imagine in a court, the final witness is being called, and he happens to be the most important witness. And here, the witness is Jesus. Kumbaga sa isang korte, tinatawag na yung pinakahuling saksi upang patatuhanan ang simulain ng nagbibigay ng kanyang pagtatanggol sa korte, at ang magbibigay ng huling pagsasaksi o patotoo ay walang iba kundi ang Panginoong Hesukristo. And here he introduces himself, typical of Revelation, with Old Testament allusions. He is the root and offspring of David. Very fitting with our scripture reading. In the Davidic covenant, God has promised David one of his sons will be the king to rule in the everlasting kingdom. And here, Jesus is the offspring of David. But to remind the readers, he is not simply the offspring of David. He is, in fact, the root of David. And that can only be said of Jesus. No one else can be both root and offspring than the Lord Jesus himself. This is a title of his kingship. And then the title, Bright Morning Star, is drawn from Numbers 24, verse 17, where Balaam, who was an unworthy prophet, yet a prophet nonetheless, he prophesied in a vision of a ruler conquering the enemies of Israel as a bright morning star. Kaya yung dalawang titulo na yun, Root and Offspring of David, the Bright Morning Star, are all titles of the kingship, the rulership of the Lord Jesus. And the point of this introduction, therefore, is to remind the church with a finality that Jesus is exercising his kingly rule. He is not a Jesus trampled upon by the monsters of Revelation. He is kingly in his authority. And it is from this status that we have this final word to the church and to the world. And it is a final offer. And this is my message. Christ's kingly offer is mediated to the world through his inviting church. Ang alok ng nagaharing si Jesucristo ay sa pamamagitan ng nag-aanyayang iglesia sa mundo. Christ's kingly offer is mediated to the world through his inviting church. So again, take this perspective in this final section. The Word of God is about to close. Never will there be any addition to it. We will see that in the final warning, Lord willing, next time that we address this. Never will there be any addition to the Word of God until Christ comes again. So between Revelation 22 and the second coming of Christ, there will be no more inspired word again. This is final word. I cannot overstate, therefore, the significance that Christ chose to give his offer again to the world. This offer is going to reverberate through history every time there is an inviting church. We need to be an inviting church, a church that calls out to the world, come. Now the question is, because this is Christ's final offer to the world, how can we be an inviting church that mediates that offer? May I suggest three characteristics of an inviting church. First, partnership with the Spirit. Ang nagaanyayang iglesia ay nakikipagtambal sa Espiritu. Partnership with the Spirit. Secondly, involvement of the members. Ang nagaanyayang iglesia ay nakikisangkot ang mga miyembro. Involvement of the members. And thirdly, confidence in the message. Ang nagaanyayang iglesia ay may kumpiyansa sa mensahe. Confidence in the message. So those three things, partnership with the Spirit, involvement of the members, and confidence in the message, in order for us to be an inviting church. First of all then, partnership with the Spirit. Notice what the Lord Jesus here is saying. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. These are the two characters that figure prominently in Revelation. The Spirit and the Church. It is not the Spirit doing it all by himself. It is not the Church doing it by her lonesome. It is not even the Spirit through the Church. Rather, it is both the Spirit and the Bride, that is the Church, saying, come. Here we learn that the Church does its gospel inviting with the active presence of the Holy Spirit. Ginagawa ng iglesia ang kanyang pag-aanyaya na may aktibong presensya ng banal na Espiritu. Now, in many circles where the Spirit is a favorite reference, the connection many times is with ecstatic emotion. Or it may be the Spirit, and they refer to charismatic signs and wonders. Some of the more excessive claims will claim slain in the Spirit. But here is the sin of the final partnership of the Spirit and the Church. And what are they doing? The Spirit is not slaying the Church. The Church is not speaking of signs and wonders. In the final word of Jesus as to what the Spirit and the Church are doing together, gospel invitation. They are occupied with gospel invitation. But remember again, this is the final word of Jesus, no less. And should that not tell us how important this is to him? He could have put in his final word a scene of joy where say the Spirit and the bride are dancing. Or if you leave it to the average professing Christian, what the final word of Revelation will be, they will make the final scene a more promising one in which the Spirit and the bride are counting their blessings. Well, that would be nice, but that's not how Jesus issues his final word. The word of God is about to close its canon, and there is an urgency to this final word. And the final word is issued to the world, come. The Spirit and the bride are saying, come. The Spirit and the church are partners in this desire of Jesus for sinners to hear the invitation. Naisip mo ba kung gaano kahalaga ito kay Jesus? Ito na ang kanyang huling salita na babanggitin sa mundo bago tapusin, bago sarhan ang salitang may kinasihan ng Espiritu. At ang pinili niyang salita na sabihin sa mundo ay lumapit kayo. Ikaw ba'y lumapit na? Have you come to Jesus? Do you realize how important it is to the Lord Jesus that the final word He extended to the world is come? If there is one word that Jesus wants you to hear before anything closes off His word, it is that you come to Jesus. Have you come to the Lord Jesus? The Spirit and the church are partners in this desire of the Lord Jesus, and the church is here to extend with the Spirit the call for every sinner to come. It is an urgent and final offer. I think you're familiar with that TV game show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And there is that part when the host would ask the contestant, is that your final answer? At pag nag-final answer na, hindi na pwede magbago. And yet here, Jesus is calling out again and again, come. And even though you may think you have given the final answer of no, a rejection, yet the offer comes to you again. Come. Will this Sunday be yet another no from you? Another rejection? Will you go home this evening still rejecting the offer? When you need not exit this building without having accepted the come of the Lord Jesus. So I challenge you and I challenge the church. Have a sense of the dignity of the church in her inviting mission. Where lies the dignity of the church, you ask? Not in what the church is in herself, but who the partner is. Sino ang katambal ng Espiritu sa kanyang gawain? Nag-uunahan ang maraming iglesia na ngayon na makipagtambalan sa Malacañang. Nag-uunahan sila makipagtambalan sa mga mayayaman, mga negosyante, mga senador. Sa pag-aakala nila na kapag nasa pangalan nila ang mga celebrity, ay sila'y kikilalanin ng mga sikat ng mga iglesia. Hindi yan ang ating kinikilala. The dignity of the church lies in the partner we have. It is the Holy Spirit. One of the most sought-after consultancy firms in the world is known as Henry Kissinger and Associates. And I don't think it is because of the associates. It's because of Henry Kissinger, one of the greatest minds that ever worked in the circles of diplomacy. And world leaders consult that agency because of the name Henry Kissinger. And for us, we are just the associates, but the partner is the Holy Spirit. Do you see the dignity of the church? When you think of and look at the church, there may be many things about it that will distress you, that will call out your criticism. But if it is a church that is faithful to the gospel and a voice that calls out to the world, come, the Spirit is calling with her. It also reminds us where the effectiveness of the invitation is to be sourced. It is when the Spirit Himself is calling. And 7 times in the book of Revelation, you read the words, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says in the churches. The Spirit is not speaking through the Roman Senate, which was powerful at that time. Not even through the imperial court of Caesar, perhaps the most powerful venue of the Roman Empire. The Spirit chose to speak in the churches. And there, see the dignity of the church. The Spirit speaks in the poor and despised churches of the book of Revelation. And if that is the case, would you not be more a supporter of the church, whatever its faults, rather than a critic? We often associate great names with great cities. Calvin, immediately Geneva. Spurgeon, and immediately London. But before there was Calvin of Geneva, he was in Strasbourg, much less known. And before Spurgeon was in London, he was in Waterbeach, a little known town. And whether they were in a little known town or in a big city, they were representing the same Spirit. And that's how we are to look at the church. Partnership. There is a partnership with the Spirit when we invite the world to come to Christ. But then secondly, if we will be an inviting church, it calls for involvement of the members. Dapat na nakikilahok ang mga miyembro. Now, if asked, how is this gospel offer to be heard by the world around us? Who says, come? I know the expected answer. It will be done by the pulpit. The pastor must preach the gospel, and through that, the church is inviting. We may even put it in a language of sincere gratitude and say, thank God that the pulpit is faithful to the gospel. And brethren, I pray to God that He will cover this pulpit with grace, that it will be faithful long after I'm gone. But we are wrong to think that the invitation to come is exclusively the word from the pulpit or from preaching. What is the last word of Jesus? Again, look at the words. And let the one who hears say, come. Sino yung nagsasabing lumapit kayo? Hindi lang yung tagapangaral. Ang sabi ang nakikinig. We learn here that having heard and received the offer, the believer has the duty in turn to do the inviting. Kung naririnig mo ang mensahe, may tungkulin ka ngayon na ikaw mismo ay mag-anyaya. Tumawag sa mundo, sa mga makasalanan na lumapit kay Jesucristo. Again, take note of the singular, the one who hears. You, each believer has a time and place to say, come. Now, I do not mean that one should spend as much time as a full-time preacher in spending, in witnessing. But you have your own outreach that is uniquely yours. You have your own outreach that no one else can reach, but only you. That if these people will ever hear, come, they will hear it from you. Have they heard? If they have not, it is most probably because you have not called out to them, come. One of the heroes of the EDSA Revolution of 1986 was June Kithley. Not because she bore arms, not because she was one of the soldiers, she was just the voice on radio. And according to accounts that happened later, the soldiers spent so much time looking out for that radio voice. We now know that she was just across Balacanang. And yet because of that radio voice, people were galvanized. They managed to know what was going on. And your voice is needed. You are the voice that some people will hear, that they will not hear from the pulpit. And you need to be that voice. But if you will be that voice, my challenge is keep fresh in your heart the sense of your gracious favor from the gospel. Panariwain mo sa iyong puso ang pabor na ibinigay sa iyo ng Diyos. In the language here of Jesus, the individual who is saying, come, is the one who hears, present tense. He continues to hear. In other words, he continues to appreciate the scripture, the gospel. It is not that he heard once and that is it. This is someone who loves hearing. Hearing it again and again. We just sang the words of the song, I love to tell the story. It is pleasant to repeat what seems each time I tell it more wonderfully sweet. Is it still to us? Is it still really sweet to you? Or has the telling grown with cold familiarity? When you have the Lord's Supper tonight, will the Lord's Supper animate in your heart a glad memorial of Christ's death on the cross, and that you are still warmed in your heart by the thought that you, a sinner, are saved by grace? If your heart is afire and afresh with your gracious favor, it will translate into a ready voice that says, come. I told you this morning, one book of John Bunyan, which is a testimony of his conversion, is Grace Abounding to the Chiefest of Sinners. And it is no surprise that one of the books also of John Bunyan, a less known book, bears the title Come and Welcome, based on John 6:37. All that the Father has given me shall come to me, and all who comes to me I shall in no wise cast out. Because Bunyan has a fresh sense of the grace he has received, he was always willing to extend the come of invitation. So there must be involvement. It is your responsibility. You are part of the inviting ministry of the church. Have you invited someone of late? Has someone heard you say come? And my final point is confidence in the message. Kumpiyansa sa mensahe. Now here are the words of Jesus. Let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires take the water of life without price. What do we learn here? What we learn here is that free grace for the direst need of man is the essence of the message which we offer. Libreng biyaya para sa pinakamasahol na pangangailangan ng tao ang laman ng ating mensahe. What is the direst need of man? Here it is portrayed as thirst. And that is a dire situation indeed. The first human civilizations grew in places where there was abundant water supply, Mesopotamia, because that is a dire need of man. When tragedies happen and buildings are wrecked and rescuers try to dig out those who are buried underneath, do you know what they die from? They do not die from the heaviness of the load. They die from dehydration. Because it's a dire need when water is lost from the body. And that is how it is portrayed. The condition of sinners is that they are thirsty. The problem is they do not know that they are thirsty for the water of life. And now our message is that this water of life is without price. It is free. This is free grace. We have the message to meet the spiritual thirst of sinners. And the good thing is that it is free. Free grace is our gospel. And no wonder that Jesus chose this to be a part of his final word to the world through his church. Because it is such a good message. Free grace for the direst need. Do you know your need, my friend? Not income, not money, not status in life. Your need is standing with God. And Christ is offering it to you free of charge in the Lord Jesus Christ. My challenge is keep warm your passion for the message of free grace for sinners. panatilihin mong nag-aalab sa iyong kalooban ang mensahe ng libreng biyaya, biyayang walang bayad para sa mga makasalanan. Tandaan natin, ito'y salita ni Jesus. This is the word of Jesus. In fact, it is His final word. In its inspired written form, it will close a few verses afterwards. There will be no more inspired word after this. Sense the significance of this word. He chose to put the inviting language in the Spirit and in the church. And therefore, for us, be passionate for the come. Are we still passionate for that? Let us have a message we believe in. A message that makes the thirsty drink, and it is free. Let it be said of our church. Let it be said of GBC, LB, that it is a church passionate for the message to the world, that we are calling it out to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm calling out to you who are still outside the pale of salvation. Yet another call for you to come, which again you may reject tonight, but you will hear again and again from this pulpit that you must come to Christ if ever you will be saved. And as a church, let us have that heart for the message that will not let go of the invitation to come. One of the greatest missionaries without question was David Livingstone. He was not just a missionary, he was also an explorer, a discoverer of many places in Africa. When he died from malaria in 1873, such was his fame in Europe that Great Britain claimed his body. And that body is now buried in Westminster Abbey in London. But you know, when they claimed the body, when they looked at the body, they discovered a note by an African native, a convert of David Livingstone. The note says, "You can claim the body, but his heart belongs to Africa." And then they discovered, they cut out the heart. And actually the heart is now buried in a place in Zambia. And on that spot where the heart of Livingstone is buried is a monument, a Livingstone memorial. I'm not saying that your heart belongs to a nation or to a continent. Your heart may belong to a small outreach. But you should have your heart somewhere, a heart for the souls of sinners, because this is such a beautiful message, a message of free grace to the thirsty, and we need a heart for that message, a heart that calls out to the people we can reach, come, for there is yet room in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is our final hymn. There is yet room. There yet is room. May we be convinced that the message is so widely extended in its invitation that everyone may come. Let's close in prayer. Dakila naming Diyos, tunay nga na napaka-timbang na ito ang piniling mga huling pananalita ng Panginoong Jesus para sa mundo. Tawagin ang Espiritu, katambal ng Iglesia, na palapitin ang mga makasalanan sa Ebanghelyo. At nawa nga Panginoon ay tunay rin naming timbangin ito. May we truly weigh the significance of this final word, this final offer. And may we therefore be such a church, an inviting church. And may we see the dignity of it by being in partnership with the Spirit. And this is what the Spirit is doing, and He partners with the church in doing so. Grant, Lord, that we may be able to see what dignified status the church is given by being the institution that invites sinners to come to Christ. May we also realize that this invitation is mediated not just through the pulpit of the church, important as that is, but it is mediated through every individual believer who appreciates the hearing of the gospel. And so grant that we may continue to refresh ourselves with the sense of your favor, that we are recipients of your grace. And because of this, may we therefore be those whose voices will be part of the invitation for sinners to come to Christ. And give us that confidence in the message, such a beautiful message, the message of free grace to the direst need of man. And may we never grow cold to that message. Instead, may we keep warm our passion for the message, that we may have that heart that we will indeed surrender to the outreach you have given to us, be that a household or whatever place. Grant that we may truly be the voice you will use to issue and extend the final offer of Christ through the Spirit and the Church to the world. Come. May you speak even to those who are here who need to respond to that invitation, that they may come to the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen.